The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 5th chapter. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the whole crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, Jesus saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Simon and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching human beings." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Have a seat. For 22 years, Tom Brady's presence meant his teammates never lost hope. If you didn't see this Boston Globe headline on Wednesday, I must assume that you do not reside in the continental United States. At the risk of contributing to or detracting from the apotheosis of Tom Brady, I'd like to talk about presence that gives hope. Who doesn't remember Super Bowl 2017? In the middle of the third quarter, the Pats trailed the Atlanta Falcons 28-3. And who among us didn't raise at least the possibility with one's partner that the channel might be changed to watch Masterpiece Theater? Guilty as charged. But while I lost hope, my partner maintained his grip on the remote, assuring that we would not miss Brady 35 unanswered points in the last seconds of regulation play to tie the game and then triumph in overtime. Oh, for Tom Brady, that was his 5th Super Bowl win. And according to a manuscript study of Twitter references, Brady's GOAT identity, that is, greatest of all time, it was already trending on Twitter by 2011. For the fishermen whom Jesus encounters in the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, it was game over, total rout. For Simon Peter and the Zebedee brothers, James and John, they had come up empty. The Lake of Gennesaret, which is also called the Sea of Galilee, had kicked. But in the eyes of Jesus, Empty means full of possibility. Jesus is standing on the shore teaching, and the crowd is pressing in on him to hear the word of God. Word of God, as in God's catalyst for creation. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Word of God, the means God uses to rope the oddest candidates into God's project of bringing hope to the hopeless. Last week, we heard the story of Jeremiah, a kid from the sticks called to be a prophet. This week, it's Isaiah, a priestly palace insider who gets to be called as God's whistleblower. Word of God, not just what comes out of the mouth of Jesus, word embodied in every fiber of Jesus' being, being hope in the midst of a hopeless crowd. Remember the gospel last Sunday, Luke chapter 4, not getting from Jesus the goat of their expectations. Hey, son of Joseph, what about home field advantage? Don't you understand? The hometown crowd turned ugly, pushing Jesus to the edge of a cliff and into that human knot of hopelessness. Jesus simply walks and the knot loosens. While speaking the word of God, Jesus sees two boats empty on the shore. By the way, we're going to be in the Gospel according to Luke until November. And so pay attention whenever that little verb to see pops up, because in Luke, something is going to happen. Jesus sees two empty boats. Jesus sees readiness for filling the emptiness with a string of cascading possibilities. For starters, what could make a better pulpit equipped with an aquatic amplification system? Word of God in a boat, word bobbing on the waves, words spilling out from the boat in waves, reaching the ears of crowds on the shore, like the Spirit in Genesis chapter 1, hovering over the waters of creation, brooding. And then comes the word of God, let there be. Then without invitation, Jesus fills the currently hopeless boat of Simon Peter. But Jesus didn't just see the boat. Jesus sees Simon Peter and the crew, the brothers Zebedee. And for them, even though the game is over, the stadium is empty, Jesus has one more play to call, a Hail Mary of preposterous proportions. Now, says Jesus, yes, it is the heat of the day, and you've had hours and hours of fruitless, backbreaking work, but you really all, and you really all should be on the injured list. Now I want you to go out, go way out, go deep, and let down your nets. Now we may assume that in Simon Peter's response, his initial string of expletives, we have all worked all night long, but have caught nothing. But Because you say so. I will let down the nets. And we all get to see what happened. And to the casual observer and the all too easily impressed, it might look like the fishermen have scored in overtime, hauling in the most phenomenal catch ever. But with our gospel writer Luke, and we are just like Luke's, in some sense, first century readers, because we all know something about how the story is going. Going to unfold, we know that Simon caught, roped into God's project of relentless hope, netted by a compassion that faces fear and creates a way forward, catch and release. Now notice what does not happen when Simon Peter first realizes what this catch means, what being seen by Jesus means. What does not happen is the equivalent of an end zone dance by the skipper of a fishing boat with a record-breaking catch. What came to my mind was Charlie Moore. He has a fishing show, always posing for the camera with whatever he caught. Well, what Simon Peter does do is what humans generally do in the Bible when they find themselves standing in the presence of not Godness, like Isaiah does in the cover here. You realize this is an amazing rendering of what it means to see only the hem of God's garment. That's Godness. That's Imogene being extra creative. So Simon Peter does the regulation move. He crumples, drops to the deck, physically makes himself as small as he's feeling. And the next word Jesus speaks to Simon Peter sums up everything it means, that everything that being seen by God means. Seen by the God of Exodus, the God of Abraham and Sarah, the God of Moses and Miriam, the God who takes you from good is dead and enslaved to the wideness of God's hope and freedom. These next words that Jesus speaks, they are tiny letters filled with hope. In the Hebrew Bible, it would be al tera. In Greek, it would be me, fubu. In the English translation, it is do not be afraid. Too many words. In English, it's fear not, exclamation point. Fear not, for being seen by God is not about being caught out and judged for your limitations and failures. In God's love and compassion, just as you are, not only do you have reason to hope, with Jesus, you become with Jesus a kind of embodied hope that a fearful humanity needs. To be seen by Jesus means being caught for a life in the presence of God, in the presence of hope that never abandons. For 22 years, Tom Brady's presence meant his teammates never lost hope. But as we all know, after 20 of those years, when one set of teammates was no longer good enough for the Brady brand, the GOAT switched teams and apparently erased all memory of the Patriots. or so it seemed when Brady's retirement announcement did not contain one single word about Boston. To be caught by Jesus is to be held in God's gracious gaze, not just for 20 years or marketable, no. Fear not. Not just for 22 years, for 22 centuries. The empty boat filling, life-creating word of God made visible in the cross and resurrection of Jesus means being caught in a hope that can never be lost. Amen.